This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Dr. Louis Francisco. He is the CEO of Veritas Pharma. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol VRTHF. Louis, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you again for the invite. Appreciate it.
Hey, give us a little background of yourself and a little background of your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A later on.
Sure. I myself am a pharmacologist by training. I did all my work here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, and then went over to Europe to pick up more skills in the areas of disease progression. And with that time, I got a lot more experience in the big pharma world doing clinical trials. And I always had a great interest with the lung. So my background is studying the lung and the pharmacology of the lung. And given the situations of traveling across the world, I got an opportunity to work with Veritas Pharma. Actually, it's a company that's based out of Vancouver, Canada, and it's made up of mainly research scientists with chemistry, pharmacology, and anesthesia backgrounds. And so what we are keen on, I don't know if you know what the Canadian situation is, we are allowed to sell extracted oil or dried leaf cannabis. And obviously we knew as scientists for many years that it's a restricted substance. We would like to see more science behind it. And a lot of the guys that I have been around for, been doing this type of pharmacology for about 30 years, looking at different drug substances and inventing new medicines as well. That's the kind of group that we've got here. One of them is made about $1 billion US for investors over the last 30 years. So quite fortunate to have the group of people that I've got. And the goal, I guess, for the company is to do more research around cannabis and come up with some strains that we know we could patent, at least in the US, or have breeding rights here in Canada. So the goal is to really hook up with some suppliers here with their strains and make some money with them through a profit sharing scheme. So that's kind of what we're all about as a company.
Dr. Louis, can you tell us, who is Veritas Pharma? I mean, where are you guys at in the scheme of helping epilepsy patients, people that have nausea, all the different diseases that are out there that supposedly this cannibal oil, which, has very little THC into it, helps out these patients?
So a lot of what you see on the market, and when you go to a lot of these, internet companies that are selling cannabis, you'll see that they're using THC against CBD as a measure of how much is what and what the strength is. And a lot of some of the evidence that you see around it's anecdotal. They'll tell you it's good for pain, it's good for epilepsy, or good for anxiety. You really don't have a lot of basic research. And the basic research that we're doing is traditional pharmacological assays, which is involving basically animals, which are not done that often these days, but we are using techniques that have been developed in the 50s and 60s. And the type of animal that we're using is rodent, basically mice and rats. We have developed over the last 30 years screens. We call them screens, which is just these functional assays or these tests. The test either, obviously a certain substance is good against a certain type of level of pain, for instance. Pain is not that damaging pain, but it's like a pinprick pain, just to see how it compares to the conventional drug. So we'll have our strain and we're comparing it to, say, morphine to see if we can block that response effectively. So we're not only looking at the actual strain, but we're also comparing it to what is being used conventionally in the clinic. So that, again, makes us very unique as scientists for what we do.
My guest today is Dr. Louis. He is the CEO of Veritas Pharma. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange also under the ticker symbol VRT. They also trade on the OTC pink sheets here down in the States under the ticker symbol VRTHF. What is the group actually doing? So what are you guys trying to accomplish, and where are you guys at now in the scheme of things?
So our day-to-day, basically our day-to-day is we're searching out different strains across Canada that have varying amounts of THC and CBD and some evidence around it suggests it does this or that. And what we do is we order it. We have a license from Health Canada, that what's called an exemption. And what we do is we order the material from that supplier. And when it arrives, we take the material and we crush it down. We make an extract that is given initially orally to the animal. And what we do also is also make a side extract that could be given intravenously to the animal. And from that, we bring it into the lab and we run a series of initial screens, sort of all or none, I guess, effects that see if the animals obviously are producing signals that they are in a safe mode, and then look beyond that to see if we, when we do the initial pinprick test as an example, you know, they do, you see either pain relief or you don't. So, you know, that gives you an example. And we do this on a daily basis. So we're trying to screen 1 to 2 strains of cannabis a week. And it's a lot of setup, you know, and a lot of testing, but we do collect a lot of data. And so with that data, we create a huge table where you have strains listed, and we see their safety effects and their efficacy effects. So that's basically what we're doing, is creating a huge table of possible strains that we know has little effects or a lot of effects. And that could be, you know, give us a signal what could happen in the clinic.
Obviously, you guys are in the R&D phase. When do you think you'll come out of the R&D phase and actually start going to commercialization and actually start making money?
So the goal is we're developing hopefully a good sized table of at least 20 strains, and we'll have a lead strain or two. And the goal would be then to approach the supplier that gave us the strain and ask them if they would like to do some profit sharing. We would provide them with the evidence to suggest that it is therapeutic, and we would actually patent it or get reader's rights around it with them to signal basically to the medical community, hey, that we actually have something that actually works. We have some real robust evidence, and we would like to go to the next step and maybe do a clinical trial. But it doesn't stop us to start selling, I mean, sell this material as a scientifically branded cannabis strain. So we're quite fortunate in principle. In the fall, we're hoping we could start doing that.
So you think maybe in the third or fourth quarter, we might be able to monetize some of these?
Yeah, because they're already selling. A lot of these strains are being sold already on the market. It's just that we are labeling them as scientifically validated.
My guest today is Dr. Louis Francisco. He is the CEO of Veritas Pharma. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol VRT. In closing here, Dr. Louis, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Basically, I think we're a very unique company in that not many companies are actually doing the fundamentals around some of these strains that are being sold, and I think we have definitely some value add to put to the strains that are out there, and I think we should look out for us, because we're going to be pretty significant in the next 6 months to 8 months, I think, as a company, and we'll stand out. I'm sure that the Veritas name will be out there.
Dr. Louis has been our guest today. He is the CEO of Veritas Pharma. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol VRT. Thank you very much for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best, and we're going to check back with you guys in a couple of months.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again for the invite.